The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, July 27, 2023. Cuba and UNESCO discussed their ties in the field of higher education, focused on promoting international cooperation and the quality of teaching. Miriam Nicado, rector of the University of Havana, is in Paris with a busy schedule at the headquarters of the multilateral entity, where, accompanied by the Cuban ambassador to UNESCO, Yajima Esquivel, she spoke, among others, with the Deputy Director General for Priority Africa and External Relations, Firmin Matoko. Nicado also held meetings with specialist Paz Portales from the Higher Education Section Program and Inga Nikanian from the UNESCO Chairs and UNIT Twin Networks Program, University Twinning and Interconnection Plan. The rector of the Cuban University said that these were very fruitful meetings with a view to expanding academic relations and joint work with actors from the African continent and Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe. La Villeta, a Cuba Solidarity Association, sent an aid shipment from Italy to the Cuban people on the historic date of July 26, an organization spokesman said. Lázaro Martín, a member of the community of Cuban residents in Italy and a participant in this project, told Prensa Latina that with this aid, they celebrate the 70th anniversary of the attacks on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes garrisons in Santiago de Cuba and Bayamo, respectively, actions that marked the beginning of the last stage to Cuba's independence. Martin emphasized the enthusiasm with which this container of medical and school supplies and other staples was prepared and donated by the Italian people to help their Cuban brothers. It was the culmination of a campaign that started months ago as part of a tradition of that organization, which sends similar shipments every year under the slogan, "It is always July 26 for us." An anomalous, imperceptible seismic situation was recorded by stations of the Cuban National Seismological Service in the Moa Puriel zone, with 255 tremors with a range of magnitudes between 0.4 and 3.2. According to the daily report issued by that network attached to the National Center for Seismological Research, this telluric behavior began to be experienced from 1:52 local time, about 26 kilometers south of Moa. This location corresponds to the limits of the eastern provinces of Holguín and Guantánamo, and none of the movements was reported as perceptible, although experts are closely following this reality. India counts on Cuba's leadership for the success of the upcoming summit of the Group of 77, G77 plus China, that will take place in the Caribbean nation, a diplomatic source said. In response to a question from Prensa Latina about the participation of the Asian country in the event to be held on the island on September 15 and 16, Arindam Bakshi, spokesman for the Indian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, ratified the importance that his country gives to that bloc of which he is a member. He considered the meeting in Cuba of the developing nations as an opportunity for India to express its concerns, in particular about the United Nations organization. India's participation in that summit acquires a special connotation this year due to the role of the South Asian nation as pro tempore president of the Group of 20 and the celebration in New Delhi on September 9 and 10 of the appointment of dignitaries of that grouping. The upcoming event on the Caribbean island will have as the central theme of debates current development challenges, role of science, technology, and innovation, according to the call made by President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who is leading the G77 this year. The National Confederation of Workers of Panama, CNTP, rejected the blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, intensified today despite several resolutions at the United Nations that demand its immediate cessation. In a missive greeting the 70th anniversary of the assault on the Moncada and Carlos Manuel de Céspedes barracks, the largest of the workers' unions indicated that it will be a defender of that noble cause of the revolutionary, socialist, and humanitarian island in the face of the unjust and cruel policy of Washington. Panama's Workers Central also indicated in its message that the legacy of those young people led by Fidel Castro on July 26, 1953, shakes the soul of the Latin American nation so that it never lives tied to the chains of North American imperialism. And in the international agenda, we have that the Ecuadorian Attorney General's office confirmed the riots that began 3 days ago in the Litoral Penitentiary, the country's largest prison, have left 31 dead, while the authorities seek to regain control of the center. In addition, the institution reported that 14 people were injured, among them a policeman and a soldier. The government, on the other hand, concluded the intervention of the public forces in Pavilions 8 and 9 of the penitentiary, although it was announced that the work continues in other sectors of the facility. This morning, President Guillermo Lasso announced a state of emergency in all prisons in the national territory for 60 days to facilitate the intervention of police and military inside these prisons. The wave of violence in Ecuador has increased even more after the murder of the mayor of the city of Manta, Agustín Intriago, last Sunday, and the confrontations in different penitentiary centers during the weekend. In total, almost 500 prisoners have been killed in prison riots during the mandate of President Lasso alone, who was at the head of a meeting of the Security Committee today. Meanwhile, El Salvador will host the 8th Ibero-American meeting of rural tourism from November 6 to 10, 2023, authorities reported. A statement from the Ministry of Tourism specified that the meeting will be held in the Apaneca-Yamatepec Biosphere Reserve, a volcanic mountain range of abundant natural beauty and ancestral knowledge, which invites relaxation, reflection, and inspiration, and is located in the northwest of the country. The entity's report indicated that the meeting will be attended by representatives of the 22 nations that make up the Ibero-American system and recognizes local efforts to conserve biodiversity and contribute to the improvement of life in the country's countryside. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.